Cuomo made his intentions clear when he began his remarks to hundreds of attendees at the On Center.
I am here because I want you and this industry located in central New York. And that doesn't just happen by chance.
It happens, he says, by continuing the state's commitment to developing a 50-mile flight traffic management system between Syracuse and Griffiths Airport in Rome. It would include FAA-required clearances and landing strips needed for testing.
These are people from all across the country, all across the world, who are pioneering in this, developing that testing facility, which is an investment, but we believe that's going to be very effective in luring these companies because they need that facility.
The big problem for us has always been having places that we can legally fly to perform our tests and learn and enhance our products.
Michael Rondinelli is Director of Product Development at New Earth Autonomy, a Pittsburgh-based company that makes mapping systems for drones.
You know, 50 miles in order to fly these drones and understand the environment is very attractive to us.
It's absolutely critical. I mean, if we can solve the beyond visual line of sight problem, it opens up the entire commercial industry. Hardly a week goes by that we don't get a call from somebody who's got a great idea that wants to come test it.
That's Larry Brinker, executive director of the New Air Alliance, the not-for-profit leading the effort to build the region's drone industry. Empire State Development Corporation President Howard Zemsky says they already have a good foundation.
We have Griffiths Air Base, one of just a handful of FAA-certified test facilities. You already have a lot of sensor and related technology companies here in the region. You really have a growing dynamic industry that needs this type of traffic management testing system.
Members of the New Air Alliance will be meeting next week to plan the path forward. The governor wants the corridor up and running by 2018. Scott Willis, WAER News.